just completely and utterly shocked. I mean, I know people said that it was going to happen and that it was likely to happen because not enough energy had been released the first time round. But it was only last night, I think, that I was thinking to myself, oh, gosh, well, perhaps they've got away with it. And then I had this news this morning, which sort of left me speechless, really. We were there on a World Challenge expedition, trekking in the Annapurna Range, which is just to the east of Kathmandu, between Kathmandu and Pokhara. So the area that was badly hit after the first earthquake. And then we went into some primary schools and did some charity work for them, building foundations for new buildings and stuff like that. So, you know, the kids got to know quite a number of families and children and the Sherpas and the guides and the porters that were leading us through the mountains. So, you know, it's been really hard for them to come to terms with the fact that those people will have been affected so badly the first time round. So, I mean, I haven't seen any of the pupils since news of the second earthquake have struck. But I imagine they're going to be really affected by it.